circumstances that bring us here tonight, they're terrible. The hardest part, we cannot change the outcome.
Oh, you just feel for them. And so many questions to be answered. And overnight, we got even more questions. It's the that was from the vigil last night in Moscow, Idaho, for the four University of Idaho students, college students that were killed. And you just feel for the mourners, the family members of the victims, trying to get some answers on this. More answers than what we can provide. So we're bringing in the experts here, and I'm very excited to talk to her. Dr. Carol Lieberman is a forensic psychiatrist, trial expert witness. She's a columnist for Inside the Criminal Mind and Front Page Detectives. First of all, Carol, thank you for being here. We really appreciate your insight. But secondly, how about this new twist? Is this not the first time? This is the development last night that the authorities investigating are saying that the attack might not have been targeted. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Yes, good morning. I know. I was just reading all the news of the morning. I mean, that's one of the basic facts that they said at the beginning, and a number of people said it, and now all of a sudden you say, well, maybe they're not targeted. I mean, it's very frustrating for everybody, of course, especially the families. And if there was some news that they put along with that for why now they're thinking maybe it wasn't targeted, and that might be more satisfying. But really, it just seems like they don't know what happened.
That seems to be the prevailing. That's what I think, Dr. Lieberman, a lot of people are saying. Maybe they just, I hate to say it because, look, they're the experts here, but do they just not know what they're doing? Because wasn't this, you've seen many, many different kinds of cases we'll get into here in a second, but was this called a sloppy and mess of a crime scene, like a lot of evidence? So I think a lot of people thought that they'd have an answer by now.
Yes, right. Like, why isn't there DNA or why isn't there something? And why are they, how about yesterday, why did they take away all the cars just 2 weeks after? Why wasn't that done sooner?
Yeah.
Dr. Lieberman, I have a question. This is Karen. Thanks for joining us so much. I do a Full Rigor podcast on crime, and I just want to pick your brain here. I'm very happy to have you on. So there were four of the students that were killed, Zanna and Ethan and Madison and Kaylee. They were ages 20 and 21. Then there were two others on the first floor who were not killed.
Exactly.
So if you can climb into the mind of the killer, how is it possible, first of all, to get past the people on the first floor and then go up there? These people had, they were all stabbed multiple times, and they had defensive wounds.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, they did say, I mean, they've changed what they said about the defensive wounds, too. First, they were saying, like, two of them did have it, and they sort of waffle on that, too.
Oh, God.
But there are a lot of things that don't make sense. I do think that it was targeted. If it were just a mass killer, a serial killer or a mass killer, why wouldn't they have killed the people on the first floor, too?
Yeah, that's a good point. Exactly. And in that kind of a case, Doctor, wouldn't they have heard something? That's what I can't wrap my head around.
Yes, I still am having trouble with that, too. It just seems like something is fishy with the people on the ground floor, especially because the next day they waited so long to call 911, and they called friends to come over before they called 911.
What?
They said they were unconscious.
Like,
yes, they thought they were unconscious instead of dead, the one person that they called about. And despite the fact that other police and so on have said that this was the bloodiest crime scene that they've ever seen, so how is it that one person who they saw, there was no sign of an attack? Lots of things don't make sense. I do think that it was a targeted attack. And I think that it might have been, my theory is that it might have been an incel. You know, an incel, and that's a subgroup of men who it stands for involuntary celibate, and it's a subgroup of men who are on the internet, together talking on the internet, because what brings them together is that they were rejected. They feel rejected. They were rejected by women.
Oh wow.
From their time that they started trying to date women.
Oh, wow.
And they feel like they're entitled to sex, and they aren't finding women who will give it to them or date them or whatever. And so they have a lot of rage towards women. And, you know, we've had examples of that. There have been murders by incels before because they build up so much rage towards a woman in particular or just women in general.
Then how do you explain Ethan Chapman being killed, the boyfriend?
Well, because he was in the same bed, with, supposedly, as his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. They were a group, the four of them. Those two were on the third floor and the second floor, maybe they felt they had to kill them to keep them all quiet. But I think more that it was also the fact that they were the in crowd. I think there was a lot of jealousy towards these people. They were very attractive. They were always having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was part of it too.
Really interesting.
And now the father of Kaylee is saying that Kaylee and Madison, the two best friends, were killed in the same bed. We hadn't heard that before.
No.
They were supposed to be each in their own room.
It's kind of like we're hearing more from the parents. The investigators at this point. Is there a point in time, and I hate to just blame them, and I don't want to start to say incompetence. I have no idea. I have no right to say that. But is there a specific reason why investigators might be so slow in releasing information in a case like this?
I was thinking this morning by something that one of the law enforcement people said. They're very intent on not scaring. Of the town or particularly, it seemed like maybe they were trying to protect the college, that they didn't want to say things that would make
the vacuum of information makes people more afraid.
Mm.
Well, yes. And also there's another little clue that no one seems to be following up. Why didn't the dog, Kaylee had a dog that she was really in love with. And why didn't the dog bark? And not only in terms of the people and the two other survivors, but also neighbors have said that they didn't hear the dog bark.
So maybe the dog knew the person.
Exactly.
Wow.
That was due to the dog knowing the person.
Wow.
The law enforcement was saying, we have all these online sleuths. They're giving out the wrong information and so on. Well, it's because people
That's
are frustrated. I mean, on television, this gets solved in a half an hour or
right.
an hour. Jack McCoy
right.
would have had this solved by now.
I love it.
I mean, they have to expect that, though, with a lack of information. Of course, people are going to, I get that they get false tips and all that stuff, and that's frustrating. I understand that, but people want answers. You know, and it's not only a localized thing to Idaho. I've got two college students. They were petrified for whatever, you start to think about these things and they're worried about going back to school and whatnot. And, it does matter to
it's
people.
It's like Danny Rowling in Gainesville. It's a nightmare.
Nationally. Yeah, exactly right. I don't know. It's a crazy story. So we thank you for the insight. I think, by the way, just as we wrap up here, Dr. Lieberman, what you said about the connection to the school, University of Idaho here, and it sounds like they are going overboard to protect the school.
Yes.
You've hit on something fascinating here. If you know small towns, and I know it's a major university, but Moscow, Idaho isn't exactly too big. They rely heavily on universities.
Right.
They would do whatever they can to protect the image of that university. That's fascinating. I don't know.
And the incel thing is very interesting, too, the celibate thing.
We're going to have to dig into that a little bit more, but that's great insight. Dr. Carol Lieberman, a forensic psychiatrist. You're a expert witness, too, and a columnist. Online, you can find you on Twitter at Dr. Carol MD. But I have to give out your website because I love the name. Can I do that real quick? TerroristTherapist.com.
Love it.
Yes, and also ExpertWitnessForensicPsychiatrist.com.
Nice.
Beautiful. Doctor, thank you so much for the information. We will maybe talk to you soon and get some more details on this case.
All right. My pleasure.
All right. Take care. Wow. There's a lot to dig into there, Karen.
I know. I'll put it up on the website. Once we're done,
I'll
put the whole interview up there and kind of give you the highlights of it so that you can breeze through it again, because she said a lot of things that we have not heard about, and it could possibly be what's going on.
It's a lot of stuff in there. All right, coming up next, switching gears. It's going to be a lot lighter, we promise. We'll get into some holiday lighting. New York City was last night. Locally here is West Palm Beach tonight. We'll talk about it coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. As always, appreciate you. I think we're going to put that interview, or you're going to grab it or do something with that. We just talked to the forensic psychiatrist, Carol Lieberman. That was interesting.
So interesting.
That's right up your alley, though, with the full rigor kind of stuff. You understand that way better than I do. I don't know what's going on out there.
I think I might understand it better than, the Moscow, Idaho Police Department, but it seems like they're a little behind the times.
I didn't think so till hearing that, like when they reversed course last night. I think they're clueless. I really do.
And the idea of this incel thing, there's a celibate guy that's, been spurned and he's upset. Could be interesting.
Maybe it is. I just don't know. Who knows? Hey, by the way, don't forget, always have the 850 mobile app with you. Download it. Anything you can find, including listening live, that you find on 850WFTL.com, you can do on the app as well. So just especially if you're traveling out of town, whatever, including the morning show blog, which would include the greatest story, at least of the past 6 months. It might be the greatest story of all time. VJ is about to put the details up there, I think. About the meth monks.
I thought you were going to say the college football playoff expanding, but go ahead.
Oh, we got to get into that too, because that is great news for everybody. The meth monks.
Is that a band?
Meth monk. What a great band name. If we ever start our 850 WFTL band, VJ, we're calling us the meth monks. Can you write that down?
The meth monks, okay.
Well, now they're going to have meth-free monks because there is no one at a monastery at this place. There's no one. It's empty because they had to fire them all. They took their monkhood away. It is a Buddhist temple in Thailand. Would you like to know the town?
Please.
Bung Kam Pha. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
You're probably saying something really bad.
I probably
And you're
going
to get canceled, and you didn't even know
I
you did
probably,
it.
It wasn't even in my language. I got canceled in a different language.
Yep.
They all failed a drug test.
Oh.
They were treated and tested on Monday, and all four of the holy sites... monks, including the abbot, tested positive for meth.
Holy smokes.
First of all, who tested them? Is this a monthly thing? Well, is this a regular thing? Are they not secluded? What is going on?
They had the right to remain silent, and they were. But so
because they kind of have to
What
be.
Were they? I mean, they were silent, so they had to use meth to, like, cope with their celibacy and silence?
Or like you said before, it wasn't a hair test.
No, it wasn't a hair test.
So here's the result. The men, the four of them, have been stripped of their monkhoods, like we said, sent to a rehab.
Bless their hearts. So how did they make this? They'd have to cook it up, like Breaking Bad. It's like they have Claritin tablets there in Tibet or wherever they are.
Maybe they have...
Thailand?
They must get mail. Do monks get mail? Maybe they have maybe they have a delivery driver that was their dealer.
Meth monks get mail.
It's a lot of alliteration. Best drug dealer client ever, though. They're not going to talk.
No.
Okay, so they go to the rehab, and they say, okay, here's your new roommate. It's going to work out. He doesn't say much, though. Yeah. It's going to be great. He's one of those quiet roommates.
So what's bothering you?
I can't talk. So here's what they have to do. The monastic chief of the district reportedly has promised to send more monks to the temple. These will be meth-free monks.
How do they know?
Well, they'll test them again.
There you go.
Well, your COVID test is in. You're negative. But what's this meth, brother?
What are the symptoms or side effects of meth? Did they look like they were strung out or something?
I don't know. Strung up. Maybe they couldn't, like, maybe the chanting got a little out of hand. I don't know what happened. I don't mean to laugh at it. I don't mean to laugh at anybody's meth addiction,
like
but still.
Golden Child with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That kid was a monk, wasn't he? Man, that is the most amazing story I think I've ever seen.
It is. Meth monks.
Anyway, what else did we have in the morning show blog? Oh, I think you put on the Griswold thing. Clark Griswold lives because Chevy Chase lit up an amazing display last night at a restaurant. They're popping up all over the country, this Raisin Cane's. Well, they hired him to light an unbelievable Christmas display. I don't know how much money they put into this. I don't know how much they paid Chevy Chase, but it was incredible.
I dedicate this restaurant to the Raisin Cane's Christmas. It's a beaut, Todd. It really is.
That's how you do a promotion. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's big.
Wasn't the only one. Last night was New York, of course, Rockefeller Center. The tree ceremony, a 100-foot tree, I think?
Blue spruce.
A spruce. I know it has 50,000 lights and a very expensive Swarovski crystal on top.
900-pounder.
How'd you like to lose that in the wind?
No.
It was windy and rainy last night, but they still got it done. And but you'll hear here at the end of the one and the countdown, it sounded like there was some doubt on whether these lights were going to come on or not. This was a panic-inducing moment.
3, 2, 1!
Oh, God. It was like that interview with the president. Remember the guy, and he fell asleep?
Yeah.
And he came back, and he's like, oh.
He goes, oh. Can you imagine that thing not lighting up on TV?
That would have been, what do you call that? When it, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, it was a fail moment. But it all went off okay. And then, of course, there was the presidential tree lighting last night. This is speaking about Joe Biden. He had a Joe Mencia moment last night. He walked away with the microphone when he wasn't supposed to.
Oh, and the note even said, don't walk away with the microphone, Joe.
It was a way bigger deal in New York. This was, sounds a little smaller in Washington, D.C. And the crowd went wild.
Is that him playing those instruments?
No, here he goes. Oh, he walked away with the mic. Here.
Okay.
Oh, that was it.
Okay.
Okay. Cut mic the mic.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
I don't think Al Roker was at the lighting, though. I think he's in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Al Roker update. Not doing well. I guess he was readmitted to the hospital. He's got blood clots.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's not good. You pray for Al Roker. He definitely wasn't there at the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. But did you see them trying to get the president on the phone at the Thanksgiving Day parade?
No, I did not.
20 seconds of confusion.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it was like the tree lighting in New York. It was the same thing. Hello, Mr. President, are you there? And you could hear Jill in the background and a lot of shuffling and, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, God, this is not going to happen.
No, I didn't
see
that.
They're not going to be able to pull this off with that equipment.
Oh. You have
and then all of a sudden you heard, hello.
Listen, I think we've learned by now, anything with Joe Biden, you got to pre-record.
Yes.
There is a big risk that it's not going to air. NBC should know this.
That's right.
By this time. You mentioned it there, too. We got to talk about this because I think it's great news, and you have all the details. But it looks as though, earlier than expected, it was going to be way too long of a wait. College football finally is going to expand to 12 teams.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl was the holdout.
What, did they want more money?
I think so. Because remember, the college football playoff people said, well, by 2026, we'll have 12 teams.
That was the
now,
deal.
Now, the Rose Bowl's all in yesterday. And so now by 2024, you'll have 12 teams.
One more year. One more season.
Yeah.
So if it, like, let's say if they had decided, you know, surprised everybody and said, oh, we're going 12 this year, a team like South Carolina would have gone in bonkers.
South Carolina is like the surprise team this year. They beat Tennessee, who beat Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then they just beat, who did they beat last weekend? Clemson, was it?
I think it was Clemson. If not, it was somebody else good.
It's like, what's going on with this kid Rattler? He's really good.
He was another transfer. But there you go. There's an example of a team, as most teams do. You get better or you get worse. You develop. It's an ongoing, you know, situation. If you get a bad ranking at the beginning of the season, you can't overcome that. Well,
no,
with this, you
could be
able to slip into the top 12.
Yes.
And you could make a call. You could be a national champion.
Yeah, I love it. I love the idea.
Oh, I think this is perfect.
There's injuries that change the complexion of the team. You know, there's all sorts of things. You know, you lose by 1 point in the last second of the game, and then that's a loss. So it's, you know, it's hard.
Plus, let's not overthink this. It's more football. Who in God's name doesn't want more college football?
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
Exactly.
I love that idea.
Me too.
I think that's great. All right. In the thick of the holiday season now, for sure, and apparently, according to our Consumer Reports expert, John Matarese, who's coming in next, you're going to have to, this season of all seasons, because of online shopping, get your shipping out earlier than ever, like really soon.
Oh.
Like, and he's got the drop-dead end date for you to get your stuff shipped in the mail, and by post office and FedEx here. We're going to talk to him about that, and some other things. Cyber scams to watch out for. The cyber criminals are out and about trying to be the Grinch and steal your stuff. John Matarese to keep you away from that. And with some tips coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Well, I tell you what, we're definitely in the red zone now. I mean, good Lord, it's December already, and here we are. But more important than ever, says John Matarese, a Consumer Reports expert, to get your gifts shipped early to you to make sure that the Christmas and other holidays aren't ruined. Isn't that right, John? What's going on with that?
That's right, Bill. You know, we've heard about all the problems with the post office this year, all the mail delays. They're terribly short-staffed, and, you know, they're dealing with so much. You've got stolen mail, delayed mail, and then over on the UPS and FedEx side, there's just so many packages because so many people, you know, have done their shopping online instead of going to stores. So the delivery services are really, really, really being pushed right now. And if you are sending anyone a package, you want to get it shipped early this year. You really do. I mean, you hear about, oh, priority mail, that'll get it there in 3 or 4
yeah.
days. You don't want to be waiting until December 19th or 20th. You
That's just right.
a food because it's too close. And also what happens is you end up having to pay for expedited services.
Mm.
And, you know, you go on December 20th over to FedEx. You say, well, I kind of need to get this there in 2 days. Well, the prices of shipping are up 10 to 15% this year, just like everything else. And the cost would be unbelievable. I mean, you try to ship grandma, you know, she's back up north, and I'm going to send her, some candy and some almonds and a little Christmas book and put it in a box and ship it. But I need 2-day shipping. That's going to be $100 to ship it.
Yeah, I believe it.
It could be very expensive. So the key is you want to get things shipped early. And the key date, this is the date to remember, December 14th. About 2 weeks from now, December 14th, that should really be your cutoff date. So if you're planning any type of ground service, UPS ground, FedEx ground, postal service, priority mail, do it by December 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Because that still gives you a week and a half for it to get there, and it should get there okay. And you're only going to have to pay $10 or $20 to ship it, not $80 or $100 to ship it. So say about December 14th, that's the time to get it in the mail or at the delivery service that grandma gets it in time.
John, is a big part of the rush too, a big reason is because almost all gifts are bought online this year. And even though, let's say, like Amazon has their own delivery, that stuff has to get to you somehow. And a lot of that stuff is through on-air shipping, over-the-air shipping and everything else. I mean, does all of this play a part in why you got to make sure you get your shipping plans done early? Because everything's done online now.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's done online. There's so many packages being shipped. Think about it. Over Black Friday, I mean, so few people went to the mall. They all did it online.
Yeah.
That's where things are being purchased. Now you say, well, you know, I'm an Amazon Prime member, and they're going to get it there in 2 days. Not necessarily on December 20th. That's the thing. Suddenly, by mid-December, you'll get on Amazon and you think, I have free 2-day shipping. And suddenly be, oh, this ships December 23rd. You know, and like, what happened to my free 2-day shipping? Just because there's such a backlog. So get those gifts ordered now. Get those boxes shipped in the next week or so. And then you'll be fine. It'll get to them on top.
And just like every other year, this is why you're so important as our Consumer Reports expert, John. You want to avoid the Grinch? Avoid those counterfeit goods this holiday season. This was really bad last year. I remember you telling us about this about a year ago. But what are we going to watch out for this year, and how do you avoid it?
Yeah, the thing with counterfeits are that people are looking for deals. They're looking for bargains. So they're looking for Nike. They're looking for Louis Vuitton. They're looking for a Coach purse. They're looking for jewelry. I mean, think of all the things you search for online. And, you know, you look around and you get on eBay mm-hmm. and you get on Etsy and all these other sites. And you're like, oh, wow, look at that. Half price Nike Airs. You got to be so careful ordering because there is a good chance you're ordering counterfeits. You're ordering fakes. What's wrong with fakes? Go try to wear some Nike counterfeits. It's like you're wearing $5 sneakers you got at the dollar store. I mean, it's not the same thing.
It's like I went on the store to online and I bought Likes instead of Nikes.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be so careful. Here's the thing. When you're ordering, and whether it's something you find on eBay or Etsy, or it's off an Instagram ad, something that shows up in your feed, and you see, oh, look at this, really, this awesome shirt I'm going to order. You know, you got to see who's selling it. Check out that seller because, you know, you click on those ads, and those ads, you know, they always have some model wearing this shirt or, you know, whatever it is, and you're like, oh, I'm going to order that. You got to research that seller first. You got to, you know, Google them, find out who the seller is,
sure.
find some reviews and see if they deliver on time, see who they are, see if people are complaining they've been ripped off because, you know, there's so many of them that either it doesn't come at all or, you know, you order a shirt that looks awesome, like this fitted shirt. You know, I get on my feed all these like hunting shirts and they have some guy who's all, you know, bulked up wearing this camo shirt. And then you order it and what shows up is like some cheap piece of fabric that's just like, this isn't what showed up in the picture. You know, you have to be so careful ordering. So just watch out what you click on, what you order. Research that company.
A little bit of research goes a long, long way. That's where you come in so handy. John Matarese, thank you so much, buddy. Don't waste your money. The Consumer Reports segment on our news partner, WPTV, News Channel 5. But also, you're all over social media for all of this stuff, too, which is a lot of the places where we find it. Where can we find you online?
Yeah, John Matarese on Facebook and on Instagram. Also, John Matarese Money. Look for me on Twitter for a daily consumer alert.
Always awesome, buddy. We will talk to you in a week, really, in the thick of the Christmas season. Thanks again, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
News Talk 850 WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. That's a good reminder about the 850 WFTL app. Everything you find online, you can find in the app too, including listening live. A lot of you do that now. The app is the way to go. It just is. That's the way to listen.
You have your phone with you at all times. You can have us
with you
at all times.
Sometimes it's not a good thing. Just kidding. We're stalking you. But if you, even I say that because a lot of people heading out of town for the holidays, you can travel. We can still stay close to 850 WFTL with the app.
You can have Bill in your pocket.
Ooh, you don't want that. Hey, you gave me you know what? There's news about pockets. What a segue you gave me. You didn't even know you did.
I did not.
You know Hot Pockets?
Yes.
Hot Pockets. There's a new invention.
I don't think I've ever eaten a Hot Pocket.
Oh, sure you have.
No.
I don't quite certain you're not American unless you've had a Hot Pocket.
I've had a Pop-Tart, but not a Hot Pocket.
Have you had a Hot Pop-Tart?
Have you, VJ, had a...
Yes, I have. They're really good.
Are they?
Yes.
But they're hot. You burn your mouth.
No, you have to let it cool down a little bit.
See, I can't wait.
Well, that's the key. That's the whole key. You're exactly right. You have to let... Remember, like, French bread pizza?
Yeah, cool. Oh, yeah. That was the worst.
Destroy the roof of your mouth over that? Well, there's news about Hot Pockets, believe it or not.
Okay.
Which, of course, if you don't know Hot Pockets...
Hot Pockets!
It's one of the greatest inventions of... This is the Fluffy News Hour, by the way, if you're not familiar.
Yeah.
Hot Pockets...
If you tuned in for World News, you got the wrong place.
Yeah, that's earlier in the show. 9 o'clock hour, it's all ours. Hot Pockets and an apparel company have created a pair of cargo shorts with an insulated pocket.
for your hot pocket?
It's a literal hot pocket.
Oh, my God.
Specifically for transporting heated hot pockets.
Hot pockets!
At first glance, they look like normal beige cargo shorts like the international uniform of the dad. But they have a cargo pocket on one thigh labeled hot with a message, insert sandwich here.
No.
This is real news. I'm not making this up.
Right.
The pocket on the other side is labeled cold. Limited edition shorts that go on sale December 12th, just in time for Christmas. Available in sizes small through extra large on the Hot Pockets online shop.
So what is in the lining? Asbestos?
No, I don't know what it is. It's science. You're not supposed to question science, Karen.
Well, how do you keep it insulated? What do they have in there? Like... insulation, like that pink stuff with the glass in it?
No, maybe it's like, do you get one of those big bags like you...
The silver.
Yes, that stuff. What is that?
The space stuff.
Mylar. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I completely lost control.
I don't know.
No word on a price yet, but the shorts will come with one coupon redeemable for Hot Pockets.
Oh, good God.
Bet you didn't expect a Hot Pocket story today,
did
you?
I did not.
You never know what's coming in the 9 o'clock hour, Karen.
You could have Bill or a Hot Pocket in your pocket.
I would choose the Hot Pocket.
Put them both in there at the same time.
I think I would go with the Hot Pocket over anything else. We just, a couple of minutes ago, talked to John Matarese, our Consumer Reports expert, about how important it is to get your shipping done early this year of all years. That leads us to a feel-good story of the day regarding shipping. Would you like to hear it?
Please.
Well, here you go.
Feel-good story of the day.
And I actually think, you know, I'm not kidding, I think this is awesome. A Cincinnati guy rescued a bunch, like dozens of packages that were dumped by the side of the road by a FedEx driver.
What?
He took the packages, still intact so that he could see the addresses, and the guy delivered them.
Oh, well,
like
that's
regular
nice.
Citizen Joe, just being a nice guy, delivered these packages to everyone who was missing deliveries. His name is Zach Arnwine. I think, if I have that name right, talking about what he witnessed, why he decided to take action and do it. Here's our hero. Hey, hero. Play hero.
There was packages laying everywhere, so we decided to pick them up. I called every number on each box and told them that I had their package and I'll deliver them to their house. Kept thanking me so much because they said their package was delivered and it never was.
Oh, so he did that. That happens a lot. Says it's delivered in your mailbox.
Right.
And
I've had that
it's
happen.
Not, and you let Amazon know, look, they said he delivered it, but they didn't. Well, it says here the tracking that you got it.
And they can fight you because they said it was delivered, but it's by the side of the road somewhere in Cincinnati.
It's like 5 o'clock in Cincinnati, and the driver of the FedEx truck is like, time for me to go to the bar.
We're not saying all FedEx drivers are like that, but...
Yeah, but.
How great is that of this guy to randomly pick up these packages because he could see the addresses, and he called them. Said, how weird would that be? Hey, I've got your package. I'm going to deliver it.
How exciting is it, though, when you're tracking your Amazon package and you see it's coming like 5 stops away? Oh, my God, it's 4 stops away.
What are you kidding? I get that excited when I go on the Domino's app and they have that little barometer bar which says, and it flashes, cooking. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then if you've ever been on it and it updates, it goes, out for delivery. Oh, my God.
That was fast.
It's like Christmas. But I think that guy's a hero.
He is a hero.
I would like to honor him, so that's why he's our feel-good story of the day. A tough story of the day is all about this lady. We lost out of nowhere, out of left field, the story about Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac passing away at the age of 79 after the family is saying a short illness, so short apparently, and so shocking to all that even some of her closest friends had no idea that she was even sick.
They said it weakened her bones.
I don't know what that could be.
So what, was she just left in a gelatinous pile? What happened?
I hope not, because that sounds like an awful way to go. But she passed away again, like it's 79. One of the nicest write-ups from a band, you know, because we've lost a lot of artists, a band that I've ever seen. This was what Fleetwood Mac released yesterday when they released the news. It was about, I don't know, maybe like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Quote, she was truly one of a kind, special and talented beyond measure. She was the best musician anybody could have in the band and the best friend anybody could have in their life. I think that's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
We were so lucky to have a life with her. This got me. Stevie Nicks shares this handwritten letter on social media. Handwritten. Calling Christine her best, this is a quote, best friend in the whole world since the first day in 1975. First day that Stevie Nicks joined with Lindsey Buckingham.
So you say, you know, did she write O-O-A-K? I had to look it up.
What is that?
O-O-A-K, one of a kind.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
These damn internet kids, just write it out.
I know. Then, like my footstool coming from the Netherlands, it's O-O-A-K.
It's going to be tiny because you didn't give him centimeters measurement. But that's so sad.
Yeah.
Losing her. What a legend, though. She joined Fleetwood Mac in 1970. Everybody forgets how long Fleetwood Mac had been around before Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham were there. And I got to tell you, this is my takeaway on this. For them to be all so close and in mourning right now after all the drama that band went through.
That they had like the most drama in terms of like people sleeping with each other in the band.
And then fighting and then infighting and then getting back together and touring.
I think Lindsey Buckingham still is in love with Stevie Nicks. And that's why he has you ever see them together on the stage? He looks at her like, oh my God.
There's something there. Oh. Something still there. He wasn't on the last tour. They had
Mike Campbell. Because his heart is broken.
Literally?
I think so.
I don't know. But that was just such a sad thing to lose. That one hits home because it's like the newer generation of, you know, like classic rockers. Like I said, I used this comparison before. I felt the same way when Tom Petty died. It just hit. It hit differently and harder. It was worse.
It did hit you hard, that one did. And then they play their songs all day long. And it's like, God, they just died. It's too soon.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah, exactly right.
But yeah, what? You lost George Michael, Prince, Tom Petty.
Michael Jackson.
It just hit me. All the Sonny artists.
I know.
I hate to say
it. It's true. Whitney Houston.
I hate to say it. Oh, by the way, the commercial is out for the Whitney Houston biopic coming out. I think it's December 23rd. It looks incredible.
Oh.
Incredible. They say they're not going to hide from all the details about the sad, darker part of her life.
Huh.
Oof. I don't know. All right, we need better news after that. And I think we got it tonight. Hang out with us. We're going to be hanging out at downtown West Palm Beach. I think the action gets underway at about 6 o'clock. We're going to light up Sandy the 800 ton?
She gained 100 tons.
Yeah, well, so did I. It was a tough pandemic.
I think you're right. She is 800 tons.
I don't know. 35-foot sand Christmas tree downtown West Palm Beach, who has a new buddy this year. Big Ferris wheel named Ferris. And they talk to each other, but it's a big deal. It's nationally recognized now as one of the best ones. So stop by and hang out with us. It's going to be a good time.
Ferris is taking the day off, though.
What?
Just kidding.
Ferris Bueller? I get where you are now.
I hear you.
You can't get that past me.
I know.
I never thought until I just heard the name Ferris that Ferris Bueller was, what an odd name that really is.
Yeah, it is odd.
Oh, my God.
Bueller.
But that's going to be happening. And, of course, they had the big Rockefeller Center New York City Christmas tree lit last night.
She's 700 tons.
She lost 100 tons since the last time we were talking about it.
What's going on?
So the final measurements are, we've gotten this wrong. I've gotten this wrong all week.
I don't know.
700 tons, 35 feet tall.
Yes. Yeah.
Do we know how many lights?
No, so that's the thing. Does she have lights on her or are they aimed at her?
Okay, I can only tell you about years past.
Or is she a hologram?
She doesn't really exist. No.
Can you go inside her like the Delray Beach one? It's old school square with sand inside?
No, that would be a cave-in situation. You don't want that to happen. Last time I was there, and did you say this is the 11th year for Sandy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
It is.
Last time I was there, there were lights flashing on it from the outside, and I think there were some planted on the tree on the sand pile itself.
Sand pile.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. Shaped like a tree.
It's an anthill. The ants are like the size of...
It's a dormant volcano.
Volkswagen. No. It's a Volkswagen.
So to answer your question, I think they have lights projected on it. An amazing light show.
Okay.
And I think they still have some like kind of like stuck in the sand.
Okay. Well, you get all over that tonight and get back to me tomorrow with the lighting situation.
You're reporting live. You want me to leave our FTL microphones
there to
get some sound?
Yes.
All right. We'll do that too. I'll take a video for it. I'll put it on the morning show blog tomorrow.
Are you putting the star on top of the tree from Ferris?
No. You know, only an elected official can do that, who I think is Keith James, the mayor of West Palm Beach.
He's there with you.
He's the guy actually pressing the button, so that's going to happen. But anyway.
You're going to be surprised. They're going to ask you to do it.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Yep. Only legal elected officials have that responsibility. Anyway, hang out with us. And thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We'll hang out again tomorrow morning. We'll have all the news, but also some fluff for a Friday. What is going on with the holidays at Universal and Disney and Busch Gardens? We'll have an update on that too from our Orlando friend. It's coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.